Did your grandmother teach you then how to quilt?
Oh, yes. I helped quilt some when I was there.
What kinds of quilts did she make? Do you remember?
Well, they're made out of scraps from the, you know, buy material and cut you out a dress. You know, you didn't go to the store and buy it already made back then. And then we'd save the scraps, and then we'd buy some material to go with the, you know, quilt pieces and what they call setting them together. And then we'd pad them with cotton. Sometimes they'd grow cotton, you know, or buy the cotton and pad the quilts. But we don't make thick quilts now like we used to, because we got warmer houses, you know, and so we don't make them so heavy anymore.
So you sometimes pad them with cotton?
Mm-hmm.
Just how would you prepare the cotton to pad them?
Well, they'd have to pick the seed out. Some of them did, but we didn't there. Grandma just always bought hers. Is in a big roll, you know, and then spread it all over the quilt and had a lining, you know, and then put the top on top, and then they'd quilt that in fans or by the piece, whichever way they wanted to quilt it. Mostly fans. My grandma, that's the way mostly she fixed hers.
In the fans, huh?
Uh-huh. You start here with a piece of a crayon and a string and go this way, you know. And then slip your thread on up a little, and then you'd come back and go again. So that made the fan. Mm-hmm.
Is that how you quilt yours?
Yeah, I usually quilt mine mostly in fans.
Do